Hi, this is a dictation for Tangela Brown, T like Tom, A-N-G-E-L-A, Tangela. Last name is Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Date of birth is 3/30/1972. Date of injury is 6/4/2024. Date of service is 6/10/2024. The patient is here for a new patient visit. Allegedly, she was involved in an automobile accident on 6/4/2024, leading to all the chief complaints, which are as follows. Chief complaint is the patient has severe pain and it is occupying the head, the back part of the head, neck, mid back, lower back, numbness and tingling of the left arm, second and third finger, difficulty in walking and doing the ADLs. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling as part of an automobile accident on 6/4/2024 around 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. as a front seat passenger restrained. And there was a two other passenger in the vehicle, another back seat passenger and a driver in a cab. And they were sitting on a red light and were rear-ended. It became a three-car accident. It was at a very high speed and she do not know the details of the accident. The police complaint has been filed and the report will be provided at a later date. The damage to the car is also not reported. The patient cannot give the history. The airbag was not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. And the police did not come to the scene. Ambulance did come to the scene. Patient report that regarding the injury, she had a whiplash of the neck after hitting the head to the headrest and seatbelt holder. There was a bleeding from the right breast and no injury to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. There was just a mild chest pain, which is now gone away. She hit the dashboard with her head, leading to headaches. She was taken to the emergency room by a friend. She went to St. John Moras, was there for 10 hours. A CT scan and X-rays were done. They were found to be negative, and patient was discharged on pain medication and muscle relaxers. History of presenting illness, patient has headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front and the back, and severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, associated with nausea and vomiting, but not associated with any seizures or loss of consciousness. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient complaints of dizziness, ringing of the right ear, buzzing of the right ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, nausea, spots in the vision. Patient, however, denies any issue with the vertigo. No seizures, no loss of equilibrium or balance problem. There is no loss of concentration or focus problem. No incontinence of bowels in the, no vomiting, no loss of vision field. No taste problem, no smell problem, no TMJ problem. There is no subtle anesthesia. There is a report of weakness and lightheadedness, difficulty walking and fatigue. Patient does report anxiety, depression, and panic. No sleep disturbance is reported. Please review the record for the ADLs. And for the system review, family history, surgical history, allergy history, relationship status, employment status, as well as legal history and personal history. Regarding the pain, patient has history of pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 according to her. She also reports independent numbness and tingling of the left, second and third finger, but no radiation of numbness or tingling or pain is reported in the upper or lower extremities. It is the pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, crying, sickening, punishing, heart burning, aching, and heavy and tiring and exhausting. And the pain intensity is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, bending, and improved by nothing. Patient can walk up to a block, after which she has severe pain. She can sit and stand, which is painful. Sleep is 4 to 5 hours. And she reports of having X-ray and CT scan done at Sanyang Hospital in Maras, which will be obtained as a record release. So far, the patient has had no treatments with any doctor, physical therapy, or chiropractor. The rest of the history from the records system review to all the way to personal history, please. She's allergic to morphine. In the physical examination, this patient is a resident of Indiana. Physical examination, a 52-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, competitive, and conscious, sitting reasonably comfortably, slightly anxious, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed, and there is a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device, and rest of the exam is from the template. Physical vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure was 153 over 100, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 99, and height was 5'2", weight 131. Temperature was 97.6. Rest of the exam is from the template and neurological examination, which is completely normal. Musculature examination is normal except for the paravertebral muscle area bilaterally L1 to L5, which is in spasm. The spine examination could not be completed today, and it will be redone when she visits us next time. She is referred to emergency room at St. John as she appeared to be suffering from severe headache, nausea, and possibly a possibility of cerebral bleed, although the pupils were equal and reactive to light, but she was not able to converse reasonably well to me. But neurological examination was also not able to conduct well, so we are going to hold this exam for the next visit. Diagnosis. V89.2 XST, Z79.891. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90 XA, 854.06. Nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. Carpal tunnel on the left side, G56.02. cervical spine, M5-4 spine, 2, M50.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, S23.3XXA, lumbar spine M54.551.27, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine M54.17, M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided an order for physical therapy to the neck, lower back, and carpotunnel. With traction and massage. Patient is found disabled for work. Ask for replacement and transportation. Medications, naproxen 500 twice a day for healing, anti-inflammatory feeling. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for relaxation and sleep and muscle relaxation. Lidocaine ointment 5% for topical pain relief. Control drugs are provided. Fiorazid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 25 tablets for headache. Tramadol 50 mg every 12 hour PRN, 14 tablets for pain relief. Maps are reviewed, labs are reviewed. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI. No records are available at this time. Patient will be seen in 7 days' time. And records will be obtained from the hospital visits here. Interventional pain procedures, none are being required. Surgical options, none. But the patient is being referred to ER for a re-evaluation of the possible bleeding in the brain. And the patient has increased headaches with nausea and vomiting, and she did not appear to be completely okay for non-emergent treatment. Neuropsych evaluation will be considered later. Attended care caseworker is not warranted right now. The patient was accompanied by two other male gentlemen who are helping her and is being sent to the hospital. Past medical records are being obtained. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered. EMS, lower back brace and stance unit. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Personal support is yes. Thank you.